This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, Trump, exclusively we just broke down last segment, told Judge Andrew Napolitano that he saw him as the leader of the pack or the person that he was intending to nominate in the second round of Supreme Court appointments. And we've been sitting on that for a year and a half. Now you've just heard it here exclusively. And you see the economy coming back, and so many good things unfolding, so many great things that are going on. And the globalists just don't know what to do. So the deep state's answer is remove Trump before things get even better, because the public will learn that they've been artificially suppressing things. So I'm going to play a breakdown of this and then come back with the powerful clips I haven't gotten to yet of Rosenstein and the FBI director being grilled. We'll be right back. I was told that Trump would never win office. I told you that was a lie. I told you it was fake polls. And then I was told over and over again he'd be removed. He'd never be seated as president. They would take the delegates. And then as soon as that failed, even though they'd been all over the news promoting it, they said, oh, actually, we never said we were going to keep Trump from having his delegates seated. And then Nancy Pelosi's daughter went on TV and called for my arrest on Fox News and made up lies about me that I threatened her. How do you threaten a dead dog, a rotting, soulless corpse? You don't. They have the usual suspects, two different former CIA directors, coming out over the weekend and saying, we're going to call for the 25th Amendment to be implemented to unseat the president for dereliction of duty and incompetence and mental illness. The mentally ill person that never ran for office and beat you and that turned the economy around and did all this incredible, got peace deals, right? There's the article from The Hill. Ex-CIA chief calls on White House cabinet to revolt against Trump and remove him from office. Insurrection by GOP leadership inner circle necessary to stop president, he says. And who is he? He's the Wahhabist Brennanite who in college admitted he was part of the Communist Party. The CIA said, well, my God, let's put you at the top. He's got Clapper behind him calling for the same garbage. And other former CIA directors as well. And they want the 25th Amendment implemented to remove him from office. And they want it done now, post-haste. They want it done as soon as possible. But here's the thing. They've been pushing this.
So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
And I'm reading it in the Financial Times of London, New Yorker Magazine, New York Times, Atlantic Monthly. These are establishment publications. They're like, we're ending the family. We're going to savage the U.S. China has 97% of the rare earth minerals. The U.S. will never come back. Lloyd Blankfein, before he got kicked out of Goldman Sachs, is like, I was just at China. They've got 10 times the infrastructure of Trump. You'll never bring America back. These are tweets. They're like, God, these people are like breathlessly, we'll get you people. And it's like, what did we do to you? But America's the big enchilada. It had half the wealth in 1955. So they parlayed it into global corporate power. So if you're going to screw America over, why not get in a culture of hating? They're not like, well, we're bleeding the country dry. It was a great, beautiful lady, but we're sacrificing her for our global power. No, they're too big of cowards to admit they're doing it. So they decide to hate it. And that's what I want you to understand. Trump doesn't hate America. And so he's like, you see these speeches, and these are real numbers. You've seen them. They don't even debate these. It's like, Canada has a 270% dairy tax, and we have zero. Trump goes, okay, I'll put 100% on them. And they go, oh, my God, you backward, hateful person. He's like, wait, you got a 270. 270. He'll still have a, I mean, if anything, Trump's being too soft, but he knows he could destabilize things. So he's just like, hey, China, you got a $900 billion trade deficit. We'll do $50 billion. Just pay it and promise to start taking some of our cars, and I'll leave you alone. And China goes, I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In 2004, Al Gore said that by 2016, the entire Northern Ice Sheet would be gone in winter and summer. Well, we're in the summer right now. We're going to show you the satellite images and everything coming up. Arctic Ocean, almost totally ice covered. In fact, it's the highest level of ice ever recorded in the summertime. And during the winter, the Northern Passage is completely open. Just everything these liars put out is total horse manure. That's coming up in the next segment. And I remember back when Al Gore and Hillary and all them were saying that, they were buying $20 million, $40 million houses, remember? Right on the beach in Malibu and stuff. And they were saying, there'll be, you know, water flooding inland. And we're all going to die. Total horse manure. That's coming up. But, oh, my gosh, Dan Rather, they've had him crawl out of the grave. And don't say crawl out of the grave because he's old. Trump's like alive and vibrant, like a golden toad baby or something. But then you've got Rather, the old fake newsman, climbing out of his hole, saying that, well, in fact, let's cue it up, that Trump is like a mean Wolverine. No, you're the mean Wolverines trying to destroy the country, but he'll stand up to you and fight you. Mean as a Wolverine. Here it is.
Question, Don. I think historically, looking at the whole sweep of American history, there were some very nasty periods of incivility in the 1880s, for example, in the 1920s. But no, I don't think we've ever seen anything completely like this. And part of the reason is that whether he is or is not inside himself, that President Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do, that he's mean as a Wolverine. And we've never had a president who had that reputation. We had reputation of presidents who were not very good, presidents who broke the law, in the case of President Nixon.
We've never had something like, never had a crazed, evil, Chi-Com-owned media trying to destroy the country and the family. And then somebody stands up to you and you can't stand it. You go, quit being mean, quit being mean, when you're all calling us all Nazis and saying attack our families. And then you're on Soros, the Nazis' payroll. You're a joke, Rather. You and Don Lemon ought to crawl in the same grave together. All right, politically. Not physically, obviously. The worms will think you tasted terrible. Let's go ahead and go to Jim Jordan today, grilling Rosenstein. Here it is.
I recognize the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rosenstein, why are you keeping information from Congress?
Congressman, I am not keeping any information from Congress that it's appropriate.
In a few minutes, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman. I don't believe that's what they're going to say. And if they do, they'll
be
mistaken.
I disagree, but I think in a few minutes, the House of Representatives is going to go on record saying you haven't complied with requests.
And they did.
From a separate and equal branch of government.
He's the government.
That you haven't complied with subpoenas. And you got 7 days to get your act together. I think that's what's going to happen in a few. And that's not Jim Jordan. I think that's the majority of the House of Representatives. In just a few minutes, I think that's going to happen. And I want to know why you won't give us what we've asked for.
Sir, I certainly hope that your colleagues are not under that impression. That is not accurate, sir.
And it is accurate. We have caught you hiding
Mr. Chairman, can we
Mr.
allow
Rosenstein?
The witness to answer? Mr. Chairman, point of order. We can go to Mr. Jordan's press conference and listen to him, but we came here to hear from the witness.
The time belongs to the gentleman.
Mr. Rosenstein?
Can we allow him to answer?
We have caught you hiding information.
We allow him to answer.
He will be permitted to answer when Mr. Jordan.
Why do we have them here?
We'll allow him additional time to answer.
Why are they not allowed to answer?
The gentleman's out of order. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Mr. Rose, let me make this one point. Then I'll let you answer.
Mr. Jordan, I'd like to
make this one point.
Sir?
Where we've caught you hiding information, then you can answer. Why did you hide the fact that Peter Strzok and Judge Contreras were friends? Why did you redact that in the documents you gave to us? Judge Contreras is kind of important. FISA court judge, more importantly, just as importantly, the judge that heard Mike Flynn's case. Why did you try to hide that from us?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to respond. I've heard you make those sort of allegations publicly on TV.
I got it right here.
Mr. Chairman, he should be given
right
the
here.
Opportunity.
Now, Mr. Jordan.
Answer.
It's redacted.
I am the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Okay? I'm not the person doing the redacting.
Yeah, bull.
I'm responsible for responding
you
to
ran the whole stinking thing, Crook.
With me, sir.
That's why they put you
it's
in there.
It's a fraction of the team that's
like McCain.
And whenever you brought issues to my attention, I have taken appropriate steps to remedy.
Bull.
So your statement that I'm personally keeping information from you, trying to conceal information.
You're the boss, Mr. Rosenstein.
That's correct. And my job is to make sure that we.
Mr. Rosenstein. Is on record for months, for 6 months, not releasing the documents. And when he does, it's only part of it. He goes, he doesn't know where the other stuff is. He just said, why aren't you giving us the information under the law? We're supposed to get it. And he's saying, I haven't. He's lying to us like he thinks he's God and we're an animal. Now let's go back to this little piece of crap.
And my job is to make sure that we respond to your concerns. We have, sir. Now, I've appointed Mr. Lausch, who is managing that production. And my understanding is it's actually going very well, sir.
Ooh,
so I appreciate your concerns.
Again, I think the House of Representatives is going to say otherwise.
But your use of this to attack me personally.
Why did you?
It's not wrong.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. May the witness be permitted to answer the question?
It's not personal.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness is going to have an opportunity to say whatever he wants at the end of Mr. Jordan's 5 minutes. Until the
it is not
those
personal.
5 minutes.
By the way, ABC News is reporting.
Personal.
And pause real quick. ABC News is now reporting that they're moving for impeachment of Rosenstein. Man, I tell you, everybody knows America's coming back, and the cabals that have sold this country out, you are in trouble. House Republicans just escalated their war with the Justice Department, voting to point out that Rosenstein has refused to release the documents, just as you heard Jordan saying they would, and now they're moving towards his impeachment. That means that Congress is removing him, not the president. If the president won't do it, Congress will. More than one way to skin a cat, isn't there, Mr. Rosenstein? All right, let's go back to him.
Information. Why did you tell Peter Strzok not to answer our questions yesterday? When I asked Peter Strzok if he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, he gave us the answer he gave us dozens of times. On advice of FBI counsel, I can't answer that question. Why couldn't he answer that question?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate your sincere concerns, but I didn't give Peter Strzok any instructions. If there was some problem with the instructions he had, I'll be happy to look into it.
That's not what his FBI lawyer said,
Mr. Jordan. When you find some problem with a production or with questions, it doesn't mean that I'm personally trying to conceal something from you. It means we're running an organization that's trying to follow the rules. And
it's interesting. When I asked him if he'd ever talked to Bruce Orr, he said he had. Said he had three times in 2016 and 2017. Then I asked him, have you ever talked to Nellie Orr? And he said, no, I haven't. I said, well, why can you answer that question? Because Nellie Orr worked for Glenn Simpson, worked for Fusion. He could answer that question, but he couldn't answer because FBI counsel told him he couldn't. He couldn't answer the question whether he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, a journalist.
And, of course, then it gets to the questions when we come back. I'm going to play more. Who is it on the fake FISA warrants names you won't release? Who is it that directed you to do the investigation? Who is it you're covering for? And we know the name, Loretta Lynch. Oh, yeah. And then who gave Loretta Lynch the order? Barack Hussein, long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. For Hillary, in a political campaign to stop Trump being elected and then to try to get him removed. You talk about criminal racketeering, treason against the voters, the people, the providence of the U.S. You guys are in deep doo-doo, as they say. Going back to the subject when we returned. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, The Destiny of Freedom. If you take it in your hands, and if you take the information and you move it forward, don't forget, we have 50% off on our entire line of Super Blue, Fluoride Free, Colloidal Silver, Iodine Fortified Toothpaste. That supports the broadcast. Take advantage of the specials. They have to end soon.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting on over 260 radio stations, over 400 TV stations, over 70 cable stations, and simulcast on the internet in every format we can find. From message in a bottle to global satellite transmission, this is the InfoWar. I am Alex Jones, commissioned by duty and justice, and then recommissioned by the president to take action against the globalists and to cover the topics others won't, to tell the savage truths, to break the ice, to blast through the enemy's defenses, to make it safe for others to come out with the hard truths. We're here, tip of the spear. The tip of the spear. Many claim to be it. This is the tip of the spear, recognized enemy of the globalists. And that is not a happy time, happy-making time, like George Soros talked about on 60 Minutes, rounding up Jews. It was happy-making time, exhilarating, best time of my life. Those are quotes. This is not happy-making for us. This is duty. And I got to tell you, all we've been through to begin to see the worm turn, to begin to see victory, it's just there's a God above. And it doesn't mean we're offering some utopia. Justin, what Lord Acton said and what Thomas Jefferson said and what many other famous historians said in different ways, that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. And that's what this comes down to right now. It's another British historian that said it almost the same, but many of these truths have been quoted different ways. We're here. So Jim Jordan's really on fire, tearing in to Rosenstein, catching him in all these lies and catching him in cover-ups. And Rosenstein saying, I'm not blocking any documents. Well, the House just voted right after Jim Jordan said they were. He knew the vote time. Put it back on screen. So I guess Jordan couldn't leave for the grilling to even go vote. Let's put it on screen. They voted that they are suppressing it, that they are going to compel him, that they're going to move with impeachment. Go ahead and scroll down. We've got the quote there. I read it during the break. So now it's their final warning before they nail him to the wall. 226 votes, 183. Now on Thursday, the battle escalated with a vote by the full House representatives on a resolution to insist DOJ comply with the House subpoenas and other document requests. By July 6th, the resolution passed along party lines. Let's go ahead now, ladies and gentlemen, and go back to Jim Jordan grilling Rosenstein and catching him in a bunch of whoppers.
He couldn't answer the question whether he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, a journalist. Why couldn't he answer that question?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate you saying it isn't personal. Sometimes it feels that way. How do I know, sir? I mean, you interviewed Mr. Strzok. I didn't, so I can't
answer. Works for you. Doesn't work for us.
There are 115,000 people who work for me, sir.
Mr. Rosenstein, did you threaten staffers on the House Intelligence Committee? Media reports indicate you did.
Media reports are mistaken.
Sometimes. But this is what they said. Having the nation's number one law enforcement officer threaten to subpoena your calls and emails is downright chilling. Did you threaten to subpoena their calls and emails?
No, sir, and there's no way to subpoena phone calls.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm reading what the...
That's total crap. You just play a little game there, like, I'm the legal genius and you're not. They threatened to go and grab their records with the subpoena, to make them appear in court with the information demanded. Believe me, I've had enough lawsuits and divorce and custody battles. You get subpoenaed to show up in court, and you get ordered by the court to produce your records. It's called discovery. But that little piece of crap, like Hillary, when they went, you transferred the weapons to Turkey to start the invasion, you transfer the weapons to Turkey to be going to Syria. She goes, Turkey? What's a turkey, a bird? Thinking viewers don't know there's a country called Turkey. Continue.
The subpoena phone calls.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm reading what the press said.
By the way, they do subpoena phone records. I've had my phone records subpoenaed 4 times. God almighty. I mean, you talk about, oh, man, wow. And all the scum they've got, and they're laughing. Oh, keep laughing, jerks. You keep laughing. You go back to it.
I'm reading what the press said. I would
suggest that you not rely on what the press says, sir.
Well, I didn't ask if there's no way to do it. I asked if you said it.
If I said what?
What I just read you.
No, I did not.
Well, now, who are we supposed to believe? Staff members who we've worked with, who've never misled us, or you guys, who we've caught hiding information from us, who tell a witness not to answer our questions? Who are we supposed to believe?
Thank you for making clear it's not personal, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, wait, pause. See? He's threatening their staff. He's threatening other people. It's on record. These guys are a bunch of thug gangsters who have asked hundreds of people about me. Like, that intimidates me, you little thug. America's awake, Rosenstein. Get it. Let's go back to it.
I'm saying the Department of Justice.
Because I'm telling the truth and I'm under oath. If you want to put somebody else under oath and they have something different.
I know these staff members.
Respond.
Here's my last question. What's so important that you know that you don't want us to know, that you won't give us the documents we're asking for, that the House of Representatives is about ready to go on record saying you should give us? What's so darn important that you will threaten members, at least according to media reports and according to the staff members, threaten members?
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
What is so important, Mr. Rosenstein?
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
This is not an appropriate time for a parliamentary inquiry.
And point of order. The gentleman keeps representing that the House of Representatives, yes, it will be, the Republicans who continue
it's
to...
That is not an appropriate point of order.
Well, he needs to be correcting his
time. The time of the gentleman...
The gentleman
will suspend. The time of the gentleman from Ohio will be restored for an additional 15 seconds, and then the Deputy Attorney General will be allowed to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rothstein, Mr. Ray, I do appreciate your work, but... I'd also appreciate if the House of Representatives could get the information. We have repeatedly, Mr. Gowdy talked about how long this investigation is going on, how long there's been a special counsel. We started asking for information in July of last year, and some of that is still has not been given to the Congress, still not has been given to this committee, the committee charged with defending the Judiciary Committee. So I appreciate what you do. I just want the information, and we're so frustrated that there is now a resolution on the floor of the House in just a few minutes that will be voted on.
Yeah, time of the gentleman has expired. Mr. Rosenstein will be allowed to respond.
I don't have any control over what resolutions you vote on, sir.
I know you don't.
To do that,
the gentleman will suspend it. The time now is the Attorney General's.
If you're interested in the truth, Mr. Jordan, the truth is we have a team of folks. They're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Ray explained to you the process he's got.
Yeah, just like we learned the guy that ran the IRS persecution via McCain for Obama, Trump didn't know and now appointed him to head up an agency. Trump's getting ready to get rid of it. So you're saying, oh, we got Trump appointees. They're the ones running all this. Just more garbage. It's more, oh, he runs the Justice Department. Yeah, right. Continue.
Team of folks, they're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Ray explained to you the process. He's got hundreds of people working around the clock trying to satisfy these requests. So whether you vote or not is not going to affect it. You're going to get everything that's relevant that we can find and produce to you. I support this report, sir. I'm not trying to hide anything from you.
Yeah, right. Well, guess what, liar? You've already been caught lying a bunch. You've been running the whole operation to put McCabe under you and to launch the whole special counsel. You did all this. You're the ringleader. You're the chief dirty little Clinton dingleberry that is getting ready to get flushed down the toilet of history forever. We'll be back with a special guest and more. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Hotep Jesus is coming up. Remember this when he went into Starbucks?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, I heard y'all was racist, so I came to get my free coffee.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I wanted to get my Starbucks reparations voucher. What's that?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I saw that on my Twitter last night. I was like,
yeah, I need a free coffee. That's That's what I'm talking about. This is justice.
Philly? Are you serious?
Oh,
this is justice. This is what I'm talking about. It's great customer service.
Yeah, I was reading that and I was like, there is no way.
Absolutely. Could you imagine?
Evermere.
Did you throw some milk in it?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. Reparations, man. Gotta get my reparations for being black in America. Black Lives Matter.
Do you have any flavors in it? We got caramel, hazelnut.
I'll take caramel.
Caramel?
Is that gonna make it sweet?
You don't want to.
Yes. What's your name? I appreciate you. Amanda? Amanda, you are great.
This is the last day here.
Is it? You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm a student at Rider, and our finals is starting next week.
Uh-huh.
So I had to, like...
All right, that happened about a month and a half ago. One of the top stories in the country. He's been all over the news. Hotep Jesus joins us, and I didn't know until I heard he went on with Owen Schroeder that he was even a listener for a while. But he's got a long, interesting bio. Booksbybrian.com, HotepNation.com, Twitter, Vibe, hi. But it's great to have him on with us. I just want to get him on as a commentator routinely to give his take on the world, the things he's doing, because I've seen that clip on him on my show. And then I saw him with Owen. I was like, well, I'm jealous. Owen got him a couple times. I haven't. I watched the interview and really like what he had to say. So we'll cover the waterfront, but I think his awakening is important. That's one of the things he wanted to talk about because it's part of other people's awakening. And then where is this point in the world we are right now where things have gotten so crazy, and where does he think things are going next? So, Hotep, thanks for joining us.
Alex Jones, the man. What's up, baby?
Hey, you're the man, my friend. That's a great, great thing you did in Starbucks, and all your other videos are awesome. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your awakening. You want me to get into being a fan of the InfoWar, Turning Point, yeah. Influencer, Hotep, and Black Conservatives.
Yeah, yeah. So first I want to just talk about my red pill. So, of course, I grew up Hotep, but as far as the globalists are concerned and the New World Order and Bilderberg, you were my red pill for that. You know, understanding the Federal Reserve and how all of that stuff happens and works, that was you. That was all you. So I just want to say thank you for putting that information out there and being my red pill out of Zion as far as that respect is concerned.
Well, that's awesome. You know, they really demonize me, and I'm willing to be demonized. They lie about what I say and do to twist it, to try to not point out that we've been very successful getting a lot of other great thinking minds just to get outside the box. I don't think you probably listened to what I had to say, but it just triggered something that was already in you. But the thing I'm most proud of is how many great activists from every walk of life I run into that were triggered by this broadcast. Not even so much by me, but just by all the great things we do at InfoWars. So God bless you, and I'm very, very proud of that, my friend.
Yeah. I think activism was hijacked. I think what you started was a particular type of activism that spoke about very real issues, and then activism was hijacked where we talk about fluffy issues and bathrooms and all that nonsense. But I feel like you were a pioneer as far as the mental activism is concerned. But we got to do one thing for the Internet today. We got to do one thing for the Internet today. The Internet needs to see me and you side by side screaming and raging at the globalists, man. Can you do that for me, man?
Sure. I lose my voice. That's why it's so people, my voice used to be scratchy, but I scream so much my larynx is gone. It's like, we're free! We're breaking the religion!
Yeah!
So good, didn't it? I didn't know you were going to do that.
Oh,
I feel good now. But it feels good to see you. I'm done with whatever you... I'm not buying anything you say. I'm free, and I'm not buying your crap anymore.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I come off my periscopes. I got that Alex Jones ring. Yeah.
I got old, though. I try not to do that anymore, but I tell
you. We need that. The movement lacks passion, and you bring passion, and I love it, man.
Well, usually when I do it, I'm already passionate having you on, but I'm usually, something's already pissing me off, and it's all coming together, but I realize, you know, they're not going to suppress us, and then I decide to fight, and then it just happens. But, yeah, they made some good memes with what's that called? Super Saiyan? It's some kind of Japanese TV thing where the guy goes, ah!
Super Saiyan. Yeah.
Enough about me. Enough about me, Hotep. My voice now halfway gone. So you're awakening. Where do you see us in the world today?
Where do I see us in the world today?
Yes.
Man, I see us like right at the edge of where Rome falls, when Greece falls, when Egypt falls. You know, when you look at the similarities between a lot of the previous empires, it seems like the United States is at that fork in the road where if we don't make the right turn, we fall. If we make the right turn, we succeed as a nation. And I think that the conservatives have the right idea. And I think that if we can get more black people off of the Democratic plantation and over to the conservative side, we can avoid the bad side of the fork in the road.
I just got a chill. Every time I hear the truth, I get a chill. A good chill. There's a bad chill, you get a fear, but that good chill. And what you said is we are at the crossroads, aren't we?
Yeah, we are definitely at the crossroads. This is the time where people really have to buckle down, look at the facts, remove emotions, and really get on the side of good. You know, right now we're facing, it's really evil versus good. You know, when you look at the actions of Maxine Waters and how that trickled into reality, attacking a member of Congress, as we saw the other day, this stuff is actually starting to manifest as evil. It's been evil since the Black Lives Matter movement has started, and this is really a matter of good versus evil. So I tell people, hey, if you want to be on the side of good, trust me, it ain't the Democrats. There's the clip right there. As you can see, like, this is it manifesting. This is just completely uncalled for. Here we have two people that are of adult age who they're not supposed to be approached like this in public, right? That, like, there's a professional way to handle your gripes with public officials, with government officials. And this just isn't it. This is evil. This is attacking. This is communism. This is
Marxism. They're also projecting stuff. Mitch McConnell's been an open borders guy. So they just project Nazis, and the lady's, you know, Asian. She comes over and gets in their face. It's like, it's also that. It'd be one thing if, like, these people, you know, had their house taken by them or something, and they were the bank, or they were the person that did it. But it's, like, just made up. They just projected on them.
Yes. That's exactly what this is. This is projection. You know, when you look at the Democratic Party and the history of the Democratic Party, we know they're the ones that enslaved my people. We know that they're the ones that implemented Jim Crow. They're the ones that are the reason why we call ourselves black instead of African. They've done so many demonic things to us, and now here they are trying to project that onto Republicans and the conservative side of things. And that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head with that. This is merely projection. This is evil projecting so that people don't look at them as evil and look at us as the evil.
They've got to flip the script. And that's absolutely true. Yeah. We're all Americans, but we can all say we're people and be proud of where we came from at the same time. And the Democrats have put out so many names for everybody. They just want to be the person that names it whatever they want. And they're going to change it all the time.
Absolutely. Malcolm X has a quote. I forget what it is, but he talks about, be careful, the media will have you hating the good guys. And that's what we're coming to right now.
And it's a big one where we talk about the Democrats being really bad and all the rest of it. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't mean the Republicans are perfect either, but Trump is taking down those bad blue bloods. And it's incredible. We'll be right with Hotep Jesus. She's on fire. You better take over now. I never took voice lessons. When I start screaming, I blow my voice out. So I'm going to be even more raspy. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, the globalists, the big mega banks, the Satanists, that's who they are, are panicking because humanity's waking up all over the planet. Exclusive report up on InfoWars.com. You can put that back up, thanks. Judge Andrew Napolitano is in the front running. He's the top front runner for Trump's Supreme Court pick. Napolitano was told he was top pick in 2017 by the president face to face. Let's just add by the president there. Great job, Kit Daniels. Get that article up. There's a video with Roger Stone on last hour. I had it from other sources that some that were at the Trump Tower when this happened. It was when the president was moving back and forth. And, Gorsuch was in because you had the obvious assassination of Scalia. And I said, when our reporters were down there, it's like Bohemian Grove. Turned out it is a Bohemian Grove facility. And it turns out it was a secret society. I mean, this stuff just gets crazier and crazier by the minute. We're going back to Hotep Jesus about 15 minutes to the next hour. And then we've got Roger Stone joining us from his studio. He was on the phone earlier getting off the plane at the airport. But big things are happening. And again, it isn't that Trump's perfect or I'm perfect or Hotep Jesus is perfect or anybody. It's that we're not out to get you. We want a pro-human future, and we don't want to abort babies, whether they got brown skin or pink skin or you know, pockmarked skin like mine. We don't like crazy white people, crazy black people, crazy anybody out there. There's bad people everywhere. There's people that organize themselves in bad groups, whatever. And all of us, you know, get sucked into it at times. But the point is that there's an evil plan that puts fluoride in everybody's water, that feeds everybody GMO, that is trying to destroy our future, trying to keep us from getting advanced technologies, that's trying to destroy civilization, what Hotep got into for the general public, even though it comes from us. The technology comes from us, the average people, whether it was in Africa, where a lot of technology came from, or Asia, or wherever. It builds up, and then it, and everything's gone. He hit that. And the globalists want to be able to do that to everybody else but themselves. We're going to talk about that with Hotep, because I noticed he brought that up. But before we go any further, I sell some products at such low prices that we don't make a ton of money on them, so we got to sell a lot of them. And I want to expand in the face of George Soros and his lawsuits and all this. And we're having a lot of victories in court against him. And we're going to continue to be here. But we need the regular listener that's on the fence. You don't want to use fluoride toothpaste. Then we have the very best organic with iodine, colloidal silver, fortified super blue. And it's 50% off. It's already our best seller for total volume sold. But it's got $3 a product in it. The average toothpaste is like $5-6. It's got 50 cents in it. Count in the container. Ours is made with the biggest organic manufacturer in the country with our iodine and colloidal silver added. There's no fillers. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He quarterbacked it. And so it's got thousands of five-star reviews. It's got $3 a product in it. Now, we normally sell it for like $12 or something because we need to make some money to fund all this. Okay, 50% off right now. It's $7. It is the best toothpaste out there. Now, it's very strong. You might want to water it down with another organic toothpaste or something. That's what my kids do where they use the children's. 50% off right now. We've got the air purifiers, the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's a four-stage ion HEPA filter, way lower price than leading competitors. They just add 3-4 times markup. It's $100 off right now. I can tell you $100 off between the manufacturer and myself, we split $70. So you got to sell a lot of these. But that's my game plan is people go out and research. We sell thousands of these. They go, wow, this really is a good deal. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Discounted like this, that's not even 100% markup. If it was $160, it'd be 100%. It's like an 80% markup. And that's on sale. It's normally $250. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's critical. That's why they don't want us to have an economy. To support, even if you're totally awake about what's going on, get Hotep Jesus' books. And after you read them, give them to the library or give them to your neighbors. It's all about supporting independent thinking. Now, Hotep, there's a lot to cover in the next couple segments, and I just did a long plug, but front and center, you're talking about where we are in history, this crossroads, and what the globalists are wanting to do. What other knowledge you want to lay on us?
Well, this weekend I spent some time with Turning Point USA, and they created a retreat for the black conservatives. And so I just want to take some time to kind of educate people on that and educate people on Hotep and how that relates to the black community. So I think I should start there first. In a black community, you're one of two things. You're either a black conservative or you're Hotep. And often those two things become synonymous. A black conservative would be like Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's what they would consider the token or icon.
Kind of like an Urkel.
Yeah, that's the look you would get. Now, you have another section of the black community, which is more urban, possibly spent some time in jail, definitely a little bit more street down to earth, but has awakened mentally, is more conscious, is off the Democratic plantation, and they call those Hotep, whether they are subscribed to the Hotep ideology or not. If you go just do a quick search engine search on DuckDuckGo or whatever, and just type in Hotep, and you'll see a list of slandering articles when they slander.
Sure, the system's afraid of Hotep. So explain what Hotep is then.
Hotep is really, I would say, Afrocentric consciousness. Of course,
which, by the way, is a good thing. If it's good roots and empowering. The globalists don't want anybody to have their real roots. They want this fake plastic thing for everybody, so everybody realizes who their roots are and how it all comes together.
Yeah. I mean, look at Black Lives Matter. That was supposed to be for African people, and it turned out to be for everybody but African people. They had it co-opted by George Soros with his Open Society and all of his funding. And then what they did was they used all that funding to attack hoteps because they don't want a conscious message to get out, because they know that hoteps can bring empowerment to conservatism. Because we have so much stain, because we have so much respect in the streets with real black people, not the bourgeoisie that lives in NAACP and the black caucus that tries to speak for us, but is completely detached from reality, which is where the Turning Point Retreat comes in this weekend. I spent a lot of time with people like James T. Harris, who's an OG black conservative. Amazing Lucas. I know you're probably familiar with his work.
Oh, he was here, yeah.
Yeah, awesome guy. I spoke to him till like 3:30 in the morning. Shout out to Brandon Tatum. Brandon Tatum put it together. Spent some time with Candace Owens. We had dinner, we had lunch, we had good chats, good talks. And I know you know Candace Owens. So she has some things up her sleeve that's going to propel the black conservatism in this country.
And that's really scaring. That's really scaring the Democratic Party and the globalist and literal Nazi Soros.
Oh, yeah. This is the antidote to the cancer that the left is. We call it the evil left. And this is the antidote to all of that. This is the red pill for the mind of people who are still sleeping or still plugged into the matrix.
And let me just quantify this, but from your own perspective, you know more about this from your perspective than I do. The true libertarian, right-wing, Christian, pro-Renaissance group, whatever you want to call it, is simply saying we want to empower everybody, and that would actually create a system that would empower people and make them not dependent. The left goes, oh, we're going to protect you, but then they destroy you and make you dependent. And so that's what's so attractive about real red pill conservatism, is that it's saying, no, we recognize your power. We want you to be powerful.
Correct. There's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, Democrats want to disenfranchise. They want to suck or siphon power out of the community. You see, it doesn't happen overnight. You see, when you come in and you practice, warfare, you come in, you bomb, and it's just over with. No, that's not what Democrats do. They siphon, and they, like a parasite, they slowly suck the life out of your community. They suck the life out of our people. They are vampires, exactly. And that's what they've done to the black community between the 1950s until now, especially the 60s, the 70s, and 80s. You saw their politics accelerate the decline of the black community. And this is what we're seeing now. And that's what we're fighting.
Beautiful. We're going to break in a few minutes. I want to come back and talk about from your unique perspective what's happening. But it's real. And it's just crazy that it's like Donald Trump was a flashpoint for it, because the black community, going back 30, 40 years, knew that Trump was actually just pro everybody. He likes everybody. And then they now try to demonize him from the corporate level. But deep down, everybody that's known Trump knows that's not true.
Absolutely. The black community knows it's not true for the most part. The issue is that the media has done such a great job of brainwashing people. They've done such a great job of making the MAGA hat a symbol of hate that people are now deterred from goodness, from righteousness, from America. Like, this is the first time since I've been alive in 38 years I've seen people become anti-American, and it's sickening.
And that's because the globalists had captured America. They were siphoning it to for evil. Now that America's having a crisis of soul and might become good again, that's why they're scared. And now that's why they're saying it's bad.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.